Welcome to the Language Learning Decoded podcast. Here you will find all the basics you need to start your journey to confidently speaking French like a native. My name is Safa and I'm your host. Bonjour à tous, hello everyone and welcome back to episode 21, numéro 21 of the French Language Learning Decoded podcast. In today's episode, I will teach you how to say the in French. Yes, today's episode is going to be dedicated to French grammar. But stay with me, I know you can do it. Do you have your worksheet at hand? If this is the first time you're listening to us, welcome! You can access the learning material for this lesson on our Facebook page at French Language Learning Decoded. Having the worksheets open whilst listening to the episode will help you make the most of the lesson. Okay, are you ready? On commence. First of all, let us look at what is an article. Well, an article is a word that, when placed before a noun, helps determine whether the noun is specific, unspecific, or partial. In French, all articles agree in gender and number of the noun. There are three types of articles in French: definite, indefinite, and partitive. Today, we will focus on the definite article, which in English is the. Before we look at definite articles, let me briefly explain what I mean by the concept of gender and how you can easily spot gender patterns in French. So, every noun, be it a being or a thing, has a gender in French. Although this is very different to English, gender patterns are easy to spot. One of the biggest challenges for English speakers when learning French is getting used to this idea that every word has its own gender. For example, a French table is a she, but a French wine is a he. Thankfully, in French there are patterns that are actually quite easy to spot. Generally speaking, the majority of words ending in e or ion are feminine nouns, except words ending in age, ege, e with an accent aigu, or isme, as these endings often indicate masculine words. Masculine nouns make up most words with other endings. Of course, this is a simplified way of looking at the gender of words. There is a more expansive list of endings that you can learn, but that will have to be another lesson. For now, you just need to know that all nouns have a gender in French. And when you learn a noun, always learn it with the definite article. For example, la fille, the girl, instead of fille, meaning girl. Now let us look at what is a definite article. Well, a definite article is used when referring to a specific noun. The English definite article, the, takes four different forms in French. The gender and number, as well as the letter by which the word begins with, define which definite article we apply. The French definite article, le, is the equivalent to the, him, or it, and it refers to a masculine singular noun. For example, the word wine is masculine in French, so the wine becomes le vin. Then we have la. La. This is equivalent to the, her, or it, and it refers to a feminine singular noun. For example, The word table is feminine in French. So, the table becomes la table. La table. Then we have l'apostrophe. And this refers to the. And it is used instead of le or la before nouns beginning with a vowel or a silent H, an H muet in French. For example, the word pineapple, ananas, in French begins with a vowel. So, even if it is a masculine word, we use l'apostrophe instead of le. So, the pineapple, when translated, becomes l'ananas. L'ananas. L'apostrophe is used in front of words beginning with a silent H. For example, a hippopotamus, is feminine, but we would say l'hippopotame in French, not la hippopotame. The fourth variation of the in French is les. Les. And this is the equivalent of saying the or them. And it basically refers to a plural noun. For example, the tables is les tables. The tables, les tables in French. Although the word table is feminine, when in the plural, we use the definite article les. So, the tables become les tables, not la table. Using the correct article is very important, as the plural S is silent in French, unlike in English. So, the article les lets us know that we are talking about more than one table. Okay, let us quickly recap. The, in French, is translated using the definite articles le, which goes in front of masculine nouns, for example, le vin, la, which goes in front of feminine nouns, for example, la table. Les is used for plural nouns regardless of their gender, so les tables. And l'apostrophe, which goes in front of nouns beginning with a vowel or a silent H, regardless of gender. For example, l'ananas or l'hippopotame. That's all for today. You now know how to translate the in French. I know this lesson was a little grammar intensive. However, I want to remind you to be patient with yourself. You guys are doing great. Just listen to the episode a few times on different days and you will notice that every time you do so, you will understand it better than the last time. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with someone you know who would benefit from it. Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page at French Language Learning Decoded, where you can find all the materials related to this podcast episode. Bravo à tous, well done everyone. Until next time, au revoir et à bientôt.